It's Christmas time, the best time of the year. I know you're probably really busy trying to get up the Christmas decorations and the tree. Of course, some of you may have had the tree up for a month already. We wait until after Thanksgiving, but either way, I think go for it, whatever you like to do. As I was thinking through the Christmas story, there were two stories, one at the birth of Jesus and one near the time of his death, that really had a lot of meaning for me this year. You know, when Jesus came to earth, God calls it the fullness of time. He sent his son at the exact right time and place. He came to earth. But we weren't expecting him. We weren't looking for him. We weren't saving any room for him. He wasn't on the radar of our mind. And I say that, of course, because as human beings, we should always be looking for the appearing of Christ. But I say this more as an encouragement in prayer. That was the biggest miracle that God ever did, the birth of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. He did his biggest miracle for us without our asking for it at that time. Let me explain. I pray and you pray for some hard things, for some big things. We probably pray for some things that seem impossible that God would do them for us. And this story of Christ's birth, at a time when Rome ruled Israel, it was a very dark time. I mean, when you have a government that would crucify people, that's a horrible government. That's the time Jesus came. That's the time God performed his biggest miracle. I take this from that. The big impossible prayers you have that seem like they could never be answered because maybe a child is so far away from God. Maybe a relative or a friend cares nothing about the gospel. Maybe there's just a relationship that you have that you can never see it being any better. Maybe there's a huge health crisis that you're praying about, but you just don't know if you have the faith that God could ever fix it. If he sent down his son at that time and that place, he can answer our prayers, huge, miraculous prayers, without any of our input. Your loved one doesn't have to start coming toward God for God to do a huge work in their life. That impossible thing, we don't have to have any input in trying to help God fix it and help God bring us a miracle. He does all of it himself. And I just want to encourage you, keep praying the big, impossible prayers. Jesus born in Bethlehem was a huge, impossible prayer of God's people at a time when no one was expecting it. No one was expecting that place or that time. The very most impossible situation. Second story. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane about to be crucified, and the soldiers came to take him away, being warned by Judas where he was. During that skirmish, Peter cut off the ear of a soldier. The soldier's name was Malchus. It's interesting to me that Jesus mentions his name. Jesus reaches down and heals the man. Probably the last earthly miracle that he did. That man did not believe in Jesus. That man was an enemy of God. That man came to bring harm to Jesus. That man was not a disciple. That man did not ask to be healed. There is nothing in that story of why that miracle should have happened, except Jesus did it for God's glory. There was no merit on the side of the person receiving the miracle. It wasn't like all the other people that thronged Jesus during his ministry and begged to be healed. This was an enemy that came to capture and kill the Son of God. And he received healing. He didn't ask for it. He received it. Who in your life is that person who's acting like an enemy of God, who is not asking for healing, who's not asking for their life to be changed or anything to be fixed in their life? Your intercessory prayer for the power of God to change their life is valid. If he would do that for Malchus, the soldier, he would do that for your loved one, for your boss at work, for your neighbor, for the strained relationship in your life. That story proves it. I just want to give us each a huge dose of encouragement on this December day, saying that God is not bound by any human action, any human heart, in whether or not he could do a miracle for someone. Doesn't have to have anything to do with us. He'd still do it. What love he has for us. Keep praying, friends. Keep praying. Have an awesome week, and we'll talk to you next week along the lines of another Christmas theme. Walk in love, loving God through loving others.